Hachette Audio presents Ruler of the Night. Written by David Morell. Read by Neil Dixon. Once again to Greville Lindop and Robert Morrison for guiding my journey into all things Thomas de Quincey. And to historian Judith Flanders for leading me along dark Victorian streets. Introduction. A new kind of death. It's difficult to imagine the extent of the British Empire during the 19th century. British maps of the era depicted its territories in red, vividly illustrating that they stretched around the globe. Canada, the Bahamas, Bermuda, Gibraltar, Cyprus, a large swath of Africa, India, Burma, Malaya, Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, on and on. As the saying went, the sun never set on the British Empire. It dominated a quarter of the planet's landmass, and a third of everyone living on it, far more than Alexander had conquered or the Romans had dreamed of possessing. Britain, the nation that controlled this immensity, was by comparison small. At first, this might be surprising, but Britain's compact size gave it a major advantage over larger areas such as Europe and the United States. Ideas and innovations could spread rapidly throughout its limited space, creating a strong core for the empire's globe-spanning might, a power